And in this meditation, I'm actually just going to be doing an exercise Crine describes as the mirror. I honor you. I honor you for your kindness. I honor you for your courage. I honor you for your compassion. I honor you for your love. I honor you for your thoughtfulness. I honor you for your persistence. I honor you for your intuition. That intuition that has placed you here, right now, in a connection with spirit, so that you may feel, sense, and receive that unconditional love that Crine has for you. And I invite you to close your eyes so that you may now receive the message from Crine and the third energy of love that is present for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Crine of Magnetic Service. We speak in this series about innate. Now, if you haven't heard the first message, this may be mysterious. So we invite you to go back and listen to that. Because that message is, what is it? This message is going to be, where is it? Let's review the first in order to give you a summary. The innate has been called the smart body. Those who use kinesiology, muscle testing, count on a body that knows more than your consciousness does. Imagine that. You sit with your own cellular structure that you've had all of your life, and yet you have no idea what's happening inside it. Truly, think of this. You could have something growing in you, perhaps a disease, and you have no idea. But bells are going off with the innate. It knows exactly what's wrong when it started. It may be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before something happens that you recognize that takes you to a physician. The innate will have known it at the moment it started growing. It's a smart body. So you have to acknowledge that there is something inside you that is more aware than you are of what is going on with that which you would call your chemistry, your health. Oh, but there is so much more. Is innate involved in consciousness? Well, in order to answer that, we're going to have to talk about, where is it? Now, this is a question that has even been asked by those members of the Circle of 12 experience. Where is innate? Is it part of this? Is it part of that? Now, this may or may not answer that for you, but I'm going to give you some metaphors. Dear ones, you're facing a child, and the child says to you, where is love? It's a good question. When you love somebody, where is it in your body? Okay, I'll be patient while y'all answer. Because this is a tough one. Well, everyone knows it's in your heart. Or is it? It can't be. Not really. That's the organ that pumps the blood. That really doesn't have anything to do, truly, with love. Now, it might, because they've discovered neurons in the heart as well as the brain. So maybe the heart thinks a little, but that's still not love. That is the symbol of love, and it is worldwide. Where's love? Well, you'd say, well, it has to encompass the brain. The brain, then, is where love is. It's a conscious decision. It's completely and totally brain-oriented. And then someone will say, perhaps the child, I saw two people in love, and it was like they went crazy. They didn't even think logically. How could it be in the brain? The brain's supposed to be a smart thing. So you start realizing, well, maybe it's not totally in the brain. And you get to a place where you'll tell the child, it's beyond anything where there is a place. It exists in the whole body. And that's where love is, dear. And the child will walk away probably without understanding where love is, but also will totally understand it isn't in one place. Innate. Very, very similar. If you look at innate as the smart body, the one that responds to homeopathy, the one that heals cellular structure, it has spontaneous remission, and all of these things innate that responds to the placebo effect that we talked about, where would that be? Well, you'd say, well, it must be in every cell. It's the chemistry of the body. That's where innate is. It has to exist in some place, because it knows all about cellular structure. It knows everything about cellular. It's got to be in the chemistry. Let me ask you. You go to a very, very good physician who then looks at you, does the x-rays, finds out what's going on in your cellular structure, and helps cure you. Let me ask you, is the physician in your body, in your cells? The answer is no. The physician knows all about it. Discovered what the tools told him or her about it. Didn't mean he was in the body. Are you starting to understand? Innate is not in your chemistry. Innate knows what's going on in your chemistry. But it doesn't mean that innate is in your cells. Innate must be in the DNA. Ah, you're getting closer. Yes, there is part. If you even can describe a part of a multidimensional source, there is an influence in your DNA. There's more. Where is your DNA? First, your DNA is all over your body. There's trillions and trillions of parts and pieces. So innate is there in an influential way, but doesn't live in your DNA. Well, where is it? Where is innate? Must be in something a little more esoteric. How about this? It's in your consciousness. Now you're even getting a little closer. There is indeed innate in your consciousness. I told you earlier that innate works with subconscious areas. So that means that innate has to know, are you ready? The blocks of your consciousness to healing, because innate knows all things about that which you are thinking about your chemistry. Now, we have to back up there for a moment and remind you. Healing often is a process of you removing the codes that don't belong there for your healing and implanting in you instead the codes that do. Now, that is something the human being is learning to do. And they're learning to do that automatically. They're learning to do it from others. They sit in the circle of 12 and information is given to them, perhaps about the blocks to release and the things to go in and out. Question, is innate then involved in that process? Yes. Innate is a whole lot bigger than you think. Is innate spiritual? Could it be spiritual? There are some who have asked, is innate in the pineal gland in your head? Because the pineal gland has often been seen as that which is the window to your soul, perhaps the place where your higher self would connect all of these suppositions about where something might be. Say, where is the wire that goes from you to your soul? Oh, how linear. The answer we've given many times before, it's not in one place, that wire that connects you. It's all over. It's heart, brain, pineal. It's more than that trio that I just said. It's everywhere. You might even say it's a field. Is innate spiritual? This brings up a question whose answer we're going to give you in lesson number 4, and that is hidden things about the innate. If you study where the innate is, it's going to slow you down. My partner learned a long time ago that he had to dive into metaphors. I gave you one. Where is love? Here's another one. Where is one of the strongest forces that you deal with every single day, one of the highest energies that you'll ever experience, that never needs sustenance, that's always there, and it's called gravity. Question, where is gravity? Number one, is it real? Of course it's real. Number two, does it affect you? Of course it affects you. Number three, therefore, it's energy with substance. It's physics. Where is it? The answer is yes. It exists everywhere on this planet. That is what gravity is like. You might say the attributes of gravity is that it's everywhere all the time, and you deal with it, and you learn about it, and you work with it. Welcome to the attributes of innate. If you can understand that this grand energy that is always with you could actually, ready, be part of your soul. When we cross the bridge to the circle of 12, does innate come with you? Now, careful. You're going from the three-dimensional body feeling to a multidimensional soul feeling, and I'm going to give you the answer. Does innate come with you? That body, that smart body, that the one that knows all about your chemistry and all about your blocks, does it come with you? And the answer is, oh, yes. In fact, when you are on the other side of this bridge, going from the 3D side to the multidimensional side, when you're in that soul energy, innate is enhanced tenfold. Because suddenly you're looking at the process of your own healing, the discovery of your own blocks, and innate knows it all. Innate is far bigger and grander than you ever thought. It's not just a smart body that responds to kinesiology or homeopathy. Innate may be the biggest healing force that comes with you at birth and stays and maybe even extends itself. We'll talk about that. That is innate. Beautiful. Grand. And the answer of where is it is yes. I am Cryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.